attention of the world is focused upon Europe and the events which are transpiring there. In order that the public may be apprised of the latest developments on the unsettled continent, Mutual brings you, from time to time, special transatlantic broadcasts. Tonight we present direct from Berlin, Germany, an up-to-the-minute commentary by Sigrid Schultz, correspondent for the Chicago Tribune and Mutual's representative in Berlin. For Miss Schultz's broadcast, we now take you direct to Berlin, Germany.
Mutual Broadcasting Company. Hello, Mutual Broadcasting Company. This is Sigrid Schultz, the Berlin correspondent of the Chicago Tribune, speaking from Berlin. In the same hotel where 6 and 8 years ago, member of the international press, Mr. Finn, he talked with the leader of an important political party of Germany by the name of Adolf Hitler, the assembly began tonight to wait for the outcome of a historic meeting between this same Adolf Hitler, the absolute master of Germany, and the emissary of the British Empire, the British ambassador to Berlin, Sir Neville Henderson. All day long, there had been two topics of conversation. When does Henderson arrive in Germany? And how big were the rations of food you managed to get from your grocer and dayman? Yesterday, it was Sunday, the crowds opposite the Chancellery were dense. Today, though this is a historic day and the Germans knew it, they were much thinner. Many of the youth sensation seekers were out seeing if they could get some extra reserves to store everything as rationed. In the Chancellery, activity had been carried on as usual. When we passed there this noon, we caught glimpses of generals and admirals report to Adolf Hitler, the supreme commander of all Germany's armed forces. General von Reichenau, chief expert in military motorization, slipped in, while his monocle stuck to his eye at just the right angle. Hitler's personal adjutant, Schultz, his minister in the Chancellery, Dr. Lammers, nearly passed by unnoticed, or to be accurate, unrecognized. They were wearing the field gear of the German army instead of the uniforms in which one is accustomed to see them. The protector of Germany's new conquered provinces, Baron von Neurath, arrived, as usual, a stately figure. The club cheered him. Some got their courage up and asked, "Will we manage it once more, Mr. Minister?" Neurath merely smiled indulgently and moved on. The crowd continued its guessing and discussions about the problem of whether or not Hitler could enforce the return of Danzig to the Reich without bloodshed. Women and young girls listened, feverishly watching the scene. I do not